The following program is rated TV-MANOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Thwol Normoth.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 28-95 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gamecast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevecast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beeshes, booshes, busters, hustles, and yo hoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. And today's episode, the Beastcast, is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everything K2, flexing on
fucking
all you beeshes. All right, fam, welcome to the show 2895. You're watching on Rumble. Make sure you hit that thumbs up button, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Share it with your friends. If you are listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, leave us a five-star review. Helps tremendously, so thank you for doing so. Download the Rumble app and catch the stream every single day. We have a big week going on. We have a roundtable this Thursday, roundtable 66. So if you're not yet a member, check out those awesome specials over there at swarmsx.com. It is summer swole season indeed. So make sure you are ready for this Thursday, April 11th, 6 p.m. Eastern time. That's going to be 6 p.m. Eastern time. 2-hour conversation with myself and other members of the Swole fam. We do this twice a month. Get access to this roundtable and all the previous roundtables in the archive inside Swole TV. You can listen to all of the amazing content. So check it out, swolenormousx.com. And of course, be there this Thursday, April 11th at 6 p.m. Eastern time. All right, let's get into today's show. We're fresh off an accountability meeting yesterday. So make sure you check out that episode for all the latest releases, recipes, and yoga. And also, we went over awesome Swole fam posts. We still have a few more Swole fam posts today based on that accountability text I send out every single Sunday. So make sure that you are answering that text message and you are ready for the week. So we'll read some more of those that came through a little bit after yesterday's episode. Let's get into the tip, but first, let's bust the nut open. Fam, drop in the comments what you are smashing today. Hit the thumbs up button, and let's get today's party started. Falcon. Put some respect on it. Hashtag Summer Swole for a chance to win today's Swole card. Now, of course, we have those Summer Swole specials going on over there at SwarmusX.com. And it is Summer Swole. It is April. I know a lot of you are still in colder weather and you're thinking, no, bro, it's legitimately spring. It's just spring. Of course, down in Florida, it's in the high 80s, low 90s. And it feels like summer before the rest of the country, I'm aware. But a lot of you are getting some warm weather. A lot of you are outside enjoying the sun, getting some sun on your nips. And this is a reminder that summer is coming. So in other words, make those positive changes today. Do what you can today. Invest in your seven pillars today, because guess what? The habits that you change and the executions that you work on now are going to lead into summer. So a lot of people want results in August or next year or in the next 5 years. But what you do today, the actions that you do today are going to lead to those outcomes. So if you have certain goals in the next few years, make sure that your habits today lead to that in the future. What would the person in the future, what would the future you be doing today in order to be successful? All right. So let's get into the tip, fam. Let's moisturize and let's have a great show. Babe, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, let's get into the first Swole Fam post. This one's from Julie Chris.
What's in the box?
Julie says, hello, everyone. I have been at this a little while through my in-person gym community in my hometown. I'm looking for something I can do from home. I'm 50 years old and try every day to lose my extra weight and build muscles. Welcome to the fam, Julie. And I love how she's holding, I'm not sure, it looks like a 10-pound mace. Maybe an 8 to 10 pound mace. Looks great. Congratulations on taking the first step to work on all the rest of your seven pillars, joining the fam, the greatest fam in Zech Realm. And obviously you have some solid experience and that's great that you are swinging clubs and stuff at your local gym and your local community. That's fantastic. We have another post here from Kat. Kat says, maximum swole upper body check, and I am seeing a vast improvement in my strength. Thank you, Papa and fam. With y'all at my side, I am slowly becoming a much better me. We love to hear it. Thank you for sharing, Kat. Maximum swole upper body check. Good for you. And I think, and I always encourage everyone, if you have not yet started the Maximum Swole program, if you're trying to put on some muscle, it's a great compliment. If you've done Swole season, Maximum Swole is definitely a great one to try to compare. And I think it's going to shock you. I think once you go through Swole season and then you do Maximum Swole, the experience that you generate in Swole season with the volume, you are going to see that dramatic improvement, I think, doing Maximum Swole afterwards, because then you get that context. You really get that perspective on how much you can accomplish with less volume when you're training so hard to failure. So it's a great program. Glad you're enjoying it. Let's get into a couple more responses from the Swole text. Accountability text. We got a few more that we didn't get in time for yesterday's episode. So let's check this one out. Danny says, better sleep, setting and keeping a time to shut down and lay down, setting my sleep schedule to maximize my recovery. So of course I ask, what are you promising yourself to work on this week and how will you execute? So Danny wants to work on better sleep and setting and keeping a time to shut down and lay down. Okay, well, you said still what you want to do. How are you going to do that? So setting and keeping a time to shut down. Danny, you need to get specific. So what time? What time are you setting? What are you going to, like, what we, I want to know what, because if you're not telling me what, then maybe you don't know what. Are you setting a time to shut down 9 p.m., 6 p.m.? When's your cascade? When does your sequence, your evening sequence start? What's it going to be? Make a time, share it in the next text. It doesn't matter so much that I know what time it is. You need to know exactly what it is. It just means that you need to think through the rest of that of that approach. All right, this one's from Joe. What is he promising to work on this week and how is he going to execute on it? Joe says, I'm going to continue my promise from last week because it made a huge difference. That was Swollen 7 mobility after 5-minute brain gains as soon as I get to work daily. Love that one. So that just becomes a habit and part of my daily routine. This week, my new promise is to eat nothing that I didn't make or bring with me. I need to say no to lunch offers and stay strong-willed because I've really slacked the last 2 weeks or so, thinking I'm making good menu choices, steak and eggs for instance, and next thing you know, I've got bread in my mouth for the first time since I started this in August. I hadn't thought of how these things I make at home could be cooked with shit oils or the meat to not be grass-fed, etc. No drinking, no matter how shitty my workday is. I've already shopped and now just need to go back to what had been working. Eggs, ground beef, steak, avocado, and apple daily. That was consistent for over 6 months, worked well, and I enjoyed it. Life got a little hard and my foundation showed cracks. Need to get back to the basics. Bring eggs and pre-made steak to work, apple on the way home, ground beef and avocado right when I get home, steak for dinner, protein shake on heavy lift days, no alcohol, tons of water. So good for you, Joe. That was very specific. A couple things I might add is when you drink in water, make sure you get your electrolytes in. So another reason why, and this is for everyone out there, this is very important. We always talk about how the hunger mechanism can also translate into is a thirst mechanism can actually manifest as a hunger mechanism. If you're chronically dehydrated, you'll feel hunger cravings. So people start drinking a lot more water and then wonder why they still have cravings or they're still binge eating or something like that. It's because hydration is not just water, it's electrolytes too. So drink your water with electrolytes. That's going to help you be more hydrated. You're going to have less of those hydration related hunger cravings. So hopefully that makes sense. Make sure you're getting your electrolytes in. It sounds like even if you're bringing food to work, you need to make sure you stuff your face with protein and fat. You're not going to have the same type of poor decision-making. Okay. If you are satisfied, if you are stuffed with nutrient dense food, you're just going to be full. You're going to be able to make good choices. If you have to be strong-willed on the spot and you're starving, again, like Joe said, if he doesn't have his food with him, he's going to make a decision to eat something and then he can be kind of guilty by association or distribute his guilt amongst the people and the peers that are eating the same garbage. Let's say they order pizza or they go out to eat for work and he eats crap because they're all going to Quiznos or some shit. So it's really important to make sure, like Joe says, have his food ready because then he made it, he brought it. It's good. It's going to fill him up. He knows it's good. There's no excuse to not eat that. Okay. Good stuff. Good stuff. Actionable stuff here. We got one more here from Victoria. Victoria says, getting back on track with my workouts and building my business. My family has been down for about 3 weeks with flu and pneumonia. Holy shit. I need to get moving. Okay. Glad to hear it. Sorry to hear about your family, but getting back on track with my workouts and building my business. I know this is not a live question, but I recommend you get more specific with that, Victoria, because obviously that's a general desire. Seriously. It's a general desire. You're like, I need to get things going. That's not exactly what I'm asking. Building your business. What does that mean this week? This week. What is getting back on track with your workouts? What do you need to do this week to make sure that that is the outcome? So at the end of this week, am I back on track with my workouts? Yes or no? If it's yes, what did you do this week? What would you have to do this week for that to be successful next week? So next Sunday, when you get the text, I got back on track. Well, what do you have to do? And what are those things? 30 minutes a day, 7 minutes a day? What's going to make you feel like you got back on track? What is back on track for you? Again, how are you going to do that? You're not going to build your entire business in a week, but what are you going to do this week in order to make that a successful thing? You can't do everything all the time. So I have a business. I can't do everything all the time. I have to do specific things. What are the most important things that I need to do today and then this week and this month and this year for the business? What do I personally have to do? What are those actionable things for me? And then you have to break it down to the micro. What do I have to do today in order for that to happen? Sometimes it's hurry up and wait. Sometimes there are decisions you have to make that aren't going to be able to be worked on today. Sometimes you need patience. You need to see things through. You need to wait to the outcome of one thing that you're testing. You can't get, it's not instant. All right, go get some sun. Sun your nips. Also, fam, February 14th, fam, P3S10. Come on now, P3S10. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. April 14th, 2024. That's right, 5 days away, episode 2900. Papa Swolio's Signature Series. P3S10 is available for purchase for 24 hours only. SwolenormousX.com/signature. Bookmark it. The countdown timer's there. 24 hours only. 1 day only. It's going down. P3S10. 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 Going to be absolutely fire. All right. Email time. Let's get into a couple emails and we're getting some questions. MakeEmailSwoleAgain.com. Go to www.MakeEmailSwoleAgain.com. That's MakeEmailSwoleAgain.com and get on the email list. And if you want a chance to win today's Swole card, hashtag SummerSwole. All right. We got the first one.
What's in the box?
First email from Josh replying to the most people are slacking off email. Josh says, hell yeah. Appreciate this, Papa Swole. LOL. I made sure to not slack off this month. Kept training, kept dropping weight. Thank you, sir. You're welcome, Joshua. Good man. All right. Michael's responding to the another Monday email. Michael says, I crushed it all weekend long. This particular Monday was a rest day. Tomorrow, chest and triceps. So good for you. Everyone's obviously staying focused. Look, these emails, sometimes we get deep. Sometimes we go really deep with an email. Sometimes it's like, get off your ass. You're not going to feel like it. So what? Go to the fucking gym. Sometimes it's a little bit deeper. It's a little bit more specific. Sometimes it's, okay, so it's Monday. Okay, so it's Sunday. Okay, so it's Saturday. So if you want the knowledge cock in your inbox, I'm serious. You'll open up your email and then I'll catch you off guard. And you're like, all right, I need to go to the fucking gym. I need to get my shit together. MakeEmailSwoleAgain.com and sign up for the email list and get your inbox absolutely fucking destroyed. Get your inbox absolutely fucking destroyed. I want to give a shout out too. Let's get into some knowledge cock. But before we do, I did see a couple posts. I didn't get a chance to read through them, but Chris is in the live chat. So let's get some gorillas for Chris in the comments. Chris has been going through. We've been reading a lot of your posts lately, Chris. I know you were just in Florida recently, last week, and Chris is dealing with brain cancer and some other things. So gorillas and love from the Swole fam to Chris. If you want to go say hi, you can head over into the Daily Swole Telegram chat if you're a member. And gorillas for Chris. So super stoked to have you in the chat. And we, of course, wish you the best. Praying for you to make sick fucking gains in all aspects of your life, bro. All right, let's get into some knowledge cock time. All right, fam, welcome back. The stream cut out for some reason. Boo. Right when we were dancing, right when we were getting into the knowledge cock portion. So I think what will happen on Rumble is that it's just going to stitch the videos together. So for the audio podcast, I'll cut to this part, but that's why it might have, if it seems a little bit sketchy. All right, let's just jump right into the Ask Papa Swolio. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolio to ask a live question. You could also go to askpapaswolio.com and submit a question at any time. You can call into the show and submit a question. All right, let's get into those questions. My God, they're trying to cut out the gains. God damn it, Rumble.
Go fuck yourself.
It's not YouTube, it's Rumble. It's one of these beaches. All right, who knows? Sometimes the internet. Look, again, like I always say, if you're going to stream all the time, like we do every single day, sometimes it's just going to take a shit for some reason. Who knows what happens? Technology. Fran Show on Instagram, Papa Swolio. I'm 35, just married, worst physical condition ever. How can I get back on track? I have some questions. Like, you're 35, just married. Why are you in terrible shape? How are you getting married and you don't take care of yourself? How can I ever get back on track? Were you ever on track? I mean, I don't know. If you were on track, start doing those things. Start going to the fucking gym. Join us over at SwoleNormousX.com. Jump on those Summer Swole specials and then start one of our programs. Start the 90-day dash. Get the support of the Swole fam. So that's what I would recommend, especially if you don't know where to start, how to start, and you're going to be missing other aspects. How am I going to focus on my nutrition and my training? We have all that inside SwoleNormousX. But how can I get back on track? By doing it. Stop making excuses. You're married now. It's not time to give up. A lot of people get married and they let it all go to shit. No, you need to invest in yourself so you can be the best possible person for your other half. So like, do it. Do it because it's time to do it. Stop being a lazy jabronette. Get after it. So I'm assuming this is the female in the picture because I can't tell. I mean, I'm assuming this is the wife. So congratulations. That's fantastic. But you just need to start lifting and get on a proper program and protocol, and don't wait to feel like it. You just need to start implementing those habits. A great book, Atomic Habits. You just need to start small. Start with a little bit of meditation. Start with a little bit of yoga. Start with a little bit of weight training. But you need to have a structure that's going to guide you. So you just follow. You do what you're told. You do what it says. And the best part about Swolenormous X is that we have all those components. A lot of times you will buy, look, I've seen so many training programs online. How many fitness programs are there out there that are free, that are paid for? How many people sell fitness and training programs? A lot. You know, a lot. A lot of them are not good programs. Most of them are not good programs. Most of them are not customizable. Most of them are not, they're not going to progress you properly. They don't have the structure. None of them have the components of what we do inside Swolenormous X, how the programs integrate into our yoga studio and integrate into the kitchen and integrate into all the aspects of the seven pillars. So I'm not reinventing the wheel with any of these exercises. This is the culmination of all of my knowledge to condense into specific protocols to based on where your experience lies when you first come into the Swole Fam, what your goals are. So we have different things for different people. And the important thing is that we focus on the seven pillars. And this is what I can encourage anyone. The seven pillars are for everyone. Everyone. The seven pillars are for everyone. Absolutely everyone. Now, your seven pillars might not look like my seven pillars, nor should they. But everyone should be working on their community, nutrition, training, recovery, mobility, mindfulness, and consistency. Everyone should be working on that. How much mobility you do, that's going to depend. How much recovery? I mean, you need to recover properly. The methods in which you use for optimizing recovery, we're all going to need to sleep. We're all going to need to have proper program design, all these things. Your training's going to be different. Your nutrition is going to be different. How you customize and how you filter your community, your environment, you're going to have those individualized components, but you still need to work on them and focus on them. All right. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolly in the comments for a chance to get your question featured. I will read your question and answer it live right now. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolly in the comments. The Charef, Papa Swolly, what's your opinion on desiccated beef testicle supplements? Well, I have some organ supplements. I haven't taken them in a while because I get raw beef liver and I eat the organs, not all of them, but I don't have access. I don't know where people are buying all these testicles, to be honest. I haven't seen them. I've seen them on a couple places for sale, but they're usually out of stock, right? Rocky Mountain oysters. So I don't know where people are getting all these balls. I don't know where people are getting the sack from. So most people are not going to have access to them, but I see people online eating them. I don't know where people are getting balls from. Where are you getting these nuts from? Where are you getting these nuts? Where are you getting the nuts? Because I would totally eat it. I would eat a ball. Yeah, I would eat a testicle. Why not? A beef testicle? Give me that fucking nut. If you don't have access to liver, which I think you can, you know, a lot of people can get access to these things. You order, but it can be expensive. Maybe you're traveling around a lot, but liver supplements and liver desiccated grass-fed beef organ supplements are a great second best for people that are not getting it, you know, getting the full thing. So again, if you're not going to have access to ball sack, I've taken testicle supplements. I don't know if I really saw a difference because I haven't in a while and I forgot about it, to be honest. But yeah, the supplements, grass-fed beef organs, it's a great second best. It's not as good as eating the actual thing. But of course, I'm not asking you to eat spleen and kidney and pancreas and all that stuff. That's great for a desiccated organ because a lot of people aren't going to have access to that or want to eat it or know how to prepare it or be able to stomach it. It's tough if you're not growing up eating this stuff. It's a tough taste profile to get used to. I mean, it took me a while to get used to liver, really. I'm getting more and more because I eat it raw and I have like a few ounces at a time. And I used to like just swallow it. Now it thaws a little bit and I chew it. I'm starting to really enjoy the flavor more, but it's still, I didn't grow up eating it. So it's, you know, I didn't grow up eating it. So it's just a very unique taste. Hashtag Summer Swole for a chance to win today's Swole card. Let's see. Aaron Sensei on Rumble. Papa Swolio. Hey, Papa. What's up, Aaron? You just talked about hydration. What are some good electrolytes. What are good electrolytes? Sodium, potassium, magnesium. What I like to use, what I prefer, when I use salt, I use Celtic sea salt. Some good electrolyte products that I've used, Element, and I currently use most dominantly the Redmond Hydration. I think it's called Redmond Hydration from Redmond Real Salt. They make at Redmond Agriculture or something like that. So those are two good electrolyte products. Okay, let's get into a question from Instagram. Miss Texas Fit, Papa Swoley, I have herniated discs in my L3, 4, and 5. Would you suggest chiropractors or PT to heal it? Some people swear by chiropractic. I've never used it. When it comes to herniated discs, corrective exercise and physical therapy, maybe some physical manipulation with chiropractor. I don't know. Maybe it could be beneficial. I'm not going to recommend it. Everyone has their own opinions on that. But there are certain exercises and things that I would do. I would practice yoga regularly. I would work on things like Jefferson curls and reverse hyperextension, stuff like that. It's fantastic for decompressing the spine. I mean, even if you're doing very light, unless you have contraindications, unless, you know, you cannot do these movements and don't do them. Ignore what I said. But for my back, doing Jefferson curls, mobility, reverse hypers have been fantastic for my lower back. So yeah, most people that lift weights and go through life, you'll have a bulging disc. Herniated disc is definitely, you know, it's very severe. But a lot of people, you know, you're going to have things that shift around or get popped out. You're lifting heavy weights, you're moving, you're doing physical stuff. You have kids, you're running around picking, you know, lifting groceries all your life, random movements. You're going to, and especially people that put their bodies under focused stress, you're going to have things that's why you want balance. That's why you want balance and lateral bending and stuff like that, working on your quadratus lumborum and things of that nature. So I'm not going to recommend chiropractic because I don't use one. Physical therapist, it depends. Again, it's a crapshoot because they may or may not know what they're talking about. There's a lot of great mobility exercises, a lot of great mobility and spinal strengthening movements I mentioned and things that you can do in that sense. Strengthen your hip flexors too. Really everything around your hips. Very, very important. Mr. Designer 400, I am disabled, Papa Swolio, and I am disabled and I am 42 years old. It is still possible at least to be in shape. Is it still possible? I guess you're asking me. Disabled? How? A lot of people that you see people online that don't have limbs in their training, right? They have like stumpy arms and no legs. Like, so yes, I don't know what kind of disability you have, but everyone can lift and train. Everyone can lift. You're in a wheelchair. You can train. If you have any movement capacity for your body, you can do resistance with it. You can. It might not be pretty. It might not be, but you can do it. There are people out there with like no fucking elbows and shit. And they're like they're moving and it's great for the body. And what are you going to do? You have to deal with the card that life dealt you. Maybe it was an accident. Maybe you were born like that. You could have just gotten the shit end of the stick, but a lot of these people are not taking any excuses. They're not making any fucking excuses. They're not making any fucking excuses. There are kids that are bodybuilding that have Down syndrome. I see people online that are, you know, lifting and training. They didn't choose to not have an extra chromosome or have, what is it? And is it Down syndrome an extra chromosome? Are you missing one? I mean, you didn't choose that. You're born that way. And they're exercising. Not everyone, but yeah, there's amazing stories out there and you see it all on social media. That's like the benefit of social media. There's so many bad things about social media and the internet, so many bad things, so many great things, but you see these stories, you see people, holy shit, I never would have known that there are people out there doing that. Yeah. It's good shit. So yeah, it's absolutely possible. The question is, look, everyone has a maximum capacity for building muscle. Everyone has a maximum capacity for what they will get if they went all in. You know, some people, they have a fraction of the ability of people that have all their arms and legs and stuff like that. They have a fraction of the capacity of the natural genetics and talent, right? In that sense. But they train so much harder. They make amazing progress. Imagine if they were, but again, would they be as driven if they had, you know, full functioning body in that sense? So you can really, it's all about maximizing what you have. And most people never get close to tapping their like full potential. So you can really lean into that, get inspired by that shit. Scrolling through. Oh, I just see a post on the Daily Soul Telegram chat. Melissa Papasoy, I was catching up on the Mancast from Sunday. You were talking about lateral raises on a cable machine with wrist cuffs. Can you explain that, please? Oof, it's tough. Lateral raises on a cable machine. It's one of those adjustable arm cable machines. You can lay on your back or on a low incline, and you have the cuffs, the wrist cuffs or ankle cuffs that you put on your wrist, and you can, it's cross body. So your right arm's attached to the left side, your left arm's attached to the right side, and you're leaning back. So in other words, it's a two arm lateral raise with the cross cable machine, like a free motion machine or some of those where you have adjustable arms or two pulleys on two stacks. A lot of home gyms have two separate pulleys. You could do that. You can make your own. Similar kind of to like, you could do with bands too. It's not, it won't be exactly the same, but you can strap one band and go across. In other words, it's a great way to stabilize the upper body. So a lot of times when you're doing strength training, the problem with strength training is, I wouldn't say the problem, but if you want to maximize your strength training, you want to pick the most stable exercise. You want to pick the most stable exercise possible, because the more stability you have, the more force you can produce, and the more overload. So when you're doing a lateral raise, there's a couple things with dumbbells, is that the strength profile is going to be very light at the bottom and then very heavy at the top. So when you're doing your shoulders and your deltoid, that's why you've seen me do like some videos where I go really heavy, like partials, because you want to strengthen, you want to overload the middle deltoid in like the lengthened position at the top. And when it's most shortened, that's when it's heaviest, because the dumbbells are most against gravity. So you can do different things like a cable machine where you can start the stress heavier at the bottom. Because at the bottom for a lateral raise, you might do 15 pounds. It's light at the bottom, heavy at the top. You really want it to be, in all honesty, you want it to be heavier at the bottom. And if anything, maybe a little bit lighter at the top. So, or consistent. So with the cable machine, you can make it so at the bottom of the movement, it's heavy. The weight is the same. But for the cable machine, if it's 20 pounds on the cable machine, it's 20 at the bottom, 20 at the top. So as your arm gets stronger, or as it's more stretched at the bottom, the weight is going to be more evenly distributed. So if you use dumbbells, relatively speaking, going through that arc, it's going to be heavier at the top and at the bottom. With cable machines, you're going to have the same weight at the bottom, the same weight at the top. Your strength curve of your deltoid, as it changes length and, you know, mechanical advantage and stuff, it is going to change. So you can adjust it so it evenly distributes the force rather than overload it more at the top. So it's a great way. Also with the wrist cuffs, you can hold handles, but then your grip strength, if your grip starts slipping, then that's the weakest point. So if you use cuffs, you can just drive your arms up. You could just, so it's more stable, and you take out any of the weakest links. So people say, well, I want to work on my grip strength. Okay, fine. I think grip strength is very important, especially as you get older. Grip strength is actually probably the most important thing as you age, because if you can't catch onto a railing or a wall or grab a door frame or something, you fall, you break your hip. That's a quick way to decline when you're in your 70s, 80s, and 90s. Like, breaking your hip is a big problem because people don't lift and they have weak bones and they have no grip strength. So grip training as you get older is very important, because then you can grab something and brace yourself, or you're falling on the ground and you put your arms out, maybe you break your wrist much better than breaking your hip. So I want to train my wrist too. Or my grip, I should say. So people say, well, I want to train my grip, you pussy. I use wraps all the time, because there's certain exercises that if I'm training my lat and I'm doing a high row, I'm not training my grip. I'm training my fucking lat. So I want to take my hand out of the equation. I want to literally attach that weight to my forearm. I just want to like anchor it to my body and pretend like I don't have a hand. That's why wrist wraps are fantastic. So that's a great thing. I can work on my grip by swinging a club or using a bucket of rice or doing some forearm or some grip training. And I could focus on the grip training. But when I'm training back, I want to train back. That's why those cuffs are great too. I use them for triceps too. You could also hook your hands in and they kind of like hug your hands. So Melissa said, I feel a masterclass coming on. Yeah, I need to demonstrate this more, but where I have it set up, it's just hard to get a good camera angle. So maybe we'll do a masterclass on that. All right. Let's see. I forget how long. We have a little bit more time, but Kara Alexis 03, how long have you been living in Florida, Papa Swolio? I have been living in Florida for 20 years. I'm just going to start saying 20 because in 2025 it'll be 20. So 20 years. Holy shit. Shihab Del Wahab. I think, we already did this name. Is this another one? Is this a new question? Hold on a second. I want to make sure these are not repeats or anything. Okay. I recognize that because I had to read it the first time. First timer lifting weights. What's the average time to increase? Oh, we've done that already. Oh, come on. Don't tell me these are, we've done that question already. So if you don't know that, I'm not going to do it again. We've done it in a previous episode. Julia Ikari. Papa Swolio, how do you marinate your steak, Papa Swolio? I don't. So we slice up the ribeye. So we have the steak, take it out, dab it off, dry it off, let it get to room temperature, dry it off. And then we use like a cotton cloth to dry it off and then salt all over it. And then as it'll sit room temperature again. Sometimes we'll put it in this, you know, back in the fridge overnight, it'll dry it out more, but, or for a couple hours, leave it uncovered in the fridge. So it dries out a little bit. But then after as the salt brings the, you know, the moisture out of the steak, you know, dab it off again. And then we cook in tallow and butter and sometimes rosemary and stuff. So just salt. All right, let's see. Kara Alexis 03, what would you recommend for skincare? Very individualized, but beef tallow products are great. 100% grass-fed beef tallow. Moisturizers are great. I think it's Topes and Co., T-O-U-P-S and Company, that makes some good beef tallow products. And also getting some organic jojoba oil, even mixing them together is fantastic. So that's what I use, but it's individualized, depends, but usually it's the nutrition first. So people always ask about skincare. Eat quality food, quality proteins and fats, get sunlight. Your skin's going to look fantastic. It really is. You cut out all the inflammatory food, your skin is going to heal itself. It's an organ. The skin is an organ. So you are not, like, the topical stuff is not what's going to do great for your skin. This whole world is so obsessed with what you're putting on the skin. Or what do you do for your hair? What do you put on your hair? What about what makes your hair? What about what makes your skin? If you're eating shit and you wonder why you have shit skin quality, it's because your skin's trying to build based off garbage. You have toxic waste in your system. How is your body going to create quality, healthy skin? The same way you'll have shit quality organs. Your body is going to be diseased and sickly by your choices. So put proper fuel in and then it's going to be able to create quality skin, organs, nails, and stuff like that. All right, let's get into.
That's deep.
That was a good question about the triceps. Yeah. You guys want some more, you guys want some more masterclass action, huh? That'd be a good masterclass. Something on the shoulders. So, you know, people always ask me about shoulder training and stuff like that. It really depends. If you're doing a lot of incline work for chest pressing, you don't need a lot of overhead pressing. Overhead pressing is great, but you can cycle through depending on what you're working on for your chest pressing movements. If you're doing a lot of incline work, maybe during that phase. So right now I'm doing a little bit extra incline. I usually don't do more than one movement for incline. I'll do incline first. But lately I've been doing like two exercises for a little bit to test it out. Just seeing, doing like most of my chest training being more incline. And then, so in this phase, I'm not doing necessarily dedicated overhead pressing just because I'm doing a lot more incline work. So I'm focusing a little bit more on the middle deltoid. So if I don't do as much incline, I might do a set or two on the push. Say I might do a set or two of overhead press. So it really depends on your split and your sequence and stuff like that. But shoulder training is very important. If you want to look big, you really want developed shoulders. It's going to make your waist look tinier. It's going to give you more of a thicker look. There's certain body parts that are better to develop if you want to look big. And of course, arms. You can't get around someone that has big arms. You can see when someone has fucking biceps and triceps. So arms are important. Legs are important, like calves and forearms and stuff. But like big arms, like not every, forearms are very genetic too. But, you know, if you have big forearms, you have big arms. big arms and shoulders, because that's going to give you that width. Back and thickness is great too. You want to look thick. And then, of course, you can work on the differences. But big arms and shoulders, like that width. Sides of the shoulders gives you the width. And then arms, you know, these are the things that people see that will help you fill out like a shirt or a jacket. You know, it just gives you that overall, especially for a guy. You know, there's certain body parts that are going to resonate more, give you more of a bigger look. Okay, questions, good. Let's move into some, any other follow-up questions we can kind of get into if you have any follow-ups on some of those things. All right, let's get into some ballsy. Fam, pick a number 1, 2, 3, or 4. Pick a number 1, 2, 3, or 4. A reminder that this episode, if you're watching, I think on Rumble, it should be under one video, but it's possible that I got separated because we did have a little technical snafu earlier in the episode. So apologies if there's a little bit of a break, just fast forward through it. All right. If you're catching like a catching on the replay, apologies if there. All right. So let's get into it. Let's go with Alabaster. The Alabastard number three. This one's called Influencers Losing Weight. Oh boy.
What's in the box?
Influencers losing weight.
I'm going to take the heat since no one else will, and I'll talk about this. The fact that there are influencers who built gigantic followings based on their conversations around body positivity, healing your relationship with food and with exercise, who have now done a complete 180 and are now talking about weight loss medications, weight loss surgeries, and just like being on a weight loss journey in general, literally just making coffee or eating their fucking breakfast, talking about the shit, is insane. That should literally be illegal. The fact that there's one particular influencer who built over 300,000 followers talking about her ED recovery journey and is now every single day talking about the fact that she's intentionally losing weight.
Let me stop you here. You're shocked that people that were grifting are still grifting. You're shocked that grifters are grifting. Come on now.
Matt Damon.
Come on. Look, I've been making videos about these fat positive idiots for fucking half a decade. I mean, like, legit. So, yeah, they grifted off being fat. Now they're grifting off losing weight. You're surprised that, I don't know, what do you call these? Snake oil salesmen are going to sell snake oil. You're surprised scammers are scamming you? These are grifters. These are people that will say whatever the fuck they need to get attention. They have no moral standing. They have no integrity. They'll say whatever to get paid, to get a sponsorship. They'll say whatever to get likes and views. They will do whatever they need to. They will lie, cheat, and fucking steal to get ahead.
Same exact followers. You have to be out of your goddamn mind. I can't wrap my head around.
You can't wrap your head around grifters grifting. You can't wrap your head around like, oh, I thought everything everyone said was 100% true. I just believe everything I see online. These people vote. Remember, these people vote and they vote blue no matter who. They vote what the cult tells them to. They believe everything you see online. Oh, Orange Man bad. Oh, they said that he must be bad. These are the people that just do as they're told. They don't have a functioning brain cell. Oh my God. Someone who's promoting obviously poor lifestyle habits.
They don't have integrity. They built a following based on being obese and now they're,
yeah, they'll do whatever. They'll do whatever for views. If they get hate comments, they still get views. They're still getting AdSense. They're still getting paid.
To unfollow so many of my mutuals because this behavior is just so despicable. I really thought that the people in my mutual circle were the real ones. You're fake.
You're fake? Yeah. Yeah. So they weren't fake when they were promoting body positivity, right? Notice what she's upset about. She's not upset that these people that are promoting morbidity, they were promoting people being fat and sick. That wasn't bad because, of course, that's already evil. But now they're promoting. Yeah, grifter's going to grift, sweetheart. Okay. Let's get a Matt Damon for both.
Matt Damon.
She's complaining that her grift, she's complaining that the grifters, yeah, she doesn't have, she's no good judge of character there. You can't tell. Can't tell?
It should be illegal. It should be a weagle.
All right, pick a number, 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Hello, baby.
1, 2, 3, or 4. One, two, three, or four. She, come on now. All right, Melissa from the Telegram chat. Fam, this is bad. So Melissa's going to the corner too. This one's called Z-Zier. Z-Zier. This one's called Z-Zier. You're going to love this.
What's in the box?
Z-Zier. You know this is a... We all lose. We all lose. We're all losing here. We're all losing. The balls are slapping. We're balls deep. Everyone loses on this one.
Z-Zier are actually my pronouns. They are a non-binary expression for people who don't resonate with they, them, because not everyone does. There are other ones as well, such as fey-femme, and many people have reasons for why they would prefer to go by an alternative. I have my own, and I will be doing my own explanation video on my TikTok later in the week. But for now, yeah, they're just my pronouns, and they are what I go by as a non-binary person. Thank you.
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that thing? Shee! God damn. All right. Oh my God, I gotta watch this one. This is in the folder? All right, we gotta watch this one. Oh, I hate this show. It's such a cringe. I can't believe people watch this. How many people watch this show? How many people watch The View? My God, I've seen this clip already. I didn't know it was going to end up in my folder. Check out this one. This is from The View talking about the eclipse. This is hysterical. I've seen this already. My God, this is so bad. Check this out.
Leaving, we've got a solar eclipse. We've got the earthquake. She ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Cicadas.
Although I love
for the first time in
cicada,
like
This
is what I read.
Two different kinds of cicadas.
Yes, two different times are coming.
The good cicadas types, and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe you know better.
I will say
all those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists,
that's
or something is really
or going on. Returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground. No, it happens.
How about the warming
and the eclipse? They've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen.
Oh my God. When you have like Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg actually being voices of reason on The View. Fuck, man. What's that? What's her name? Sunny Hostin? Is that her name? I only know because a lot of shows, I mean, a lot of videos, like this show is super, super cringe. The View. Who watches this fucking show, by the way? Earthquakes have nothing to do with climate change. Earthquakes are because we have tectonic plates and the earth moves. Like, that's just what happens. Also, eclipse, they've known about this. When did it was in the 40s or 50s or 30s. They've known about these things. I mean, these eclipses, they've known about this for hundreds of years. I think way before, but like these were all predicted. I mean, especially when you have like, we can predict the next eclipses for probably millennia if you extrapolate far enough. So they've known about this eclipse would be, 2024, I think like 100 years ago, easily. And like probably other civilizations, like this has been something that's been tracked throughout the centuries too. Jeez. So cicadas come out cyclical. It was like 7 years or 17. There's like a process of like, yeah, they come out and they're everywhere at one point, like certain types. Okay. Who cares? You know, these are all planned. It's climate change. Again, I'll talk about this because I remember we had Earth. I remember being in elementary school. And when I was in fifth grade, this was 1993. So I remember It was all the environment. It was Earth Day, but it was global warming. You don't hear that anymore. You don't hear about global warming because that was, no one said climate change. It was all global warming, the ozone layer. Remember that shit? Global warming. And this is how you know that this is just cultist behavior. They're full of shit. It's just the constant fear mongering. Because if that was true, then it would have been, and now they changed the term from global warming being the phrase that they shout from the rooftops to climate change, because it's just a blanket term that doesn't mean anything. It means everything and it means nothing. Anything that people don't like is either racist or it's climate change, right? People are having more heart attacks. Cancer's through the fucking roof. All these different things, especially, you know, heart attacks and myocarditis in the past, you know, few years. It couldn't be the fact that we mass vaccinated or quote unquote, you know, gene therapized the vast majority of the population at once within a short period of time with experimental drugs. It couldn't be that. It has to be climate change. That's the reason why heart attacks have gone through the fucking roofs. Sudden adult death disorder, or whatever you want to call it. People just dropping dead for no fucking reason. Couldn't be all the experimental gene therapy. Has to be climate change. Boogeyman. Okay, so they've been wrong over and over and over again. You have to go back in time. Look, people, that's why they want, this is why revisionist history is important to the left. You need to go back and look at shit from the 50s and the 40s and the 30s, Mad Men style, right? Go back and look, hey, 4 out of 5 doctors smoke Camels. There's going to be an ice age in the 80s or the 90s or the 70s, right? There's just fucking crazy shit. Look back at all of these things that they said were going to happen and look at all the things that did not come true. Most of them, pretty much all of it, especially when it comes to the climate. Nothing has fucking happened. And I'm not saying that we can't do better. That's not what I'm saying, but technology improves. If, oh my God, the sea level is going to rise an inch by the year 2100, how many of you are panicked about that? When you start seeing the actual data, if that's even going to happen, an inch in 100 fucking years, is anyone really concerned? Is anyone concerned that the fucking sea level might rise an inch in 100 fucking years? Oh my God. I guess my grandkids are going to have a little bit less beach, I suppose, to go to. You see what I mean? It's insane. My great grandkid, whatever it is. It's fucking crazy. So what happens if the sea level rises an inch? We build a little seawall. Technology, we lift up some cities, we build some structures underneath, and we maintain. We adapt as humans. We adapt. There are massive skyscrapers, right? Even in New England, when you had the earthquake, I know it was only a 4 or 4.8 and it was barely anything, but you have skyscrapers that didn't fall, that didn't crash. Like, we have the technology to adapt to a changing climate, which already changes. We just have to stop acting like we have to get out of our own heads, because it's the human ego. The human ego is just, God, we think we know everything. Can you imagine the ego? Think about this. The Earth has been here for billions of fucking years. The ego that, like, oh, we've been here and we've been industrious for like a fucking couple decades. We're changing everything. We're killing the Earth. The Earth is going to be fucking fine. Whether or not we adapt to survive is different. We need to move forward as a civilization. Just the ego that it's our fault. We're everything. We've done everything. We did all this. Yeah. Okay. No one, the Earth doesn't give a shit about what's happening. All the Earth will do is like open up a little crack and be like, poof, a little volcano, and then we're all gone. Super volcano. Okay, it's over. Some animals will survive. Some birds will survive, and you'll have some sea life that will survive, and then shit will move on. That's it. It's not going to give a shit about us. It doesn't give a fuck. All right, let's check this out. We're almost done here. This one's called Face Transformation. We'll give away the Swole card, and then we are going to watch a throwback. But yeah, in other words, do the best that you can. We're going to
go to
the fucking gym and keep on doing what we can do. All right, Face Transformation. Oh, it's muted. Oh, yeah. The text says, I will be shocked if you keep up this gym thing for more than a month. Showing a year later. completely different person. Good for you. Look at that. Boom. And I said to mute these videos so we don't have like the annoying music. That's why the cuts are all for a certain song, I'm sure. But I hate the music. Absolutely amazing. Good for you. Good for you. I like it. I like it. I like seeing positive outcomes. I like people being proud of their transformations and their positive lifestyle habits. All right, swole card time. Hashtag summer swole. You guys dropped in the chat. Let's give away this fucking swole card.
What's in the
box? Make sure you hit that thumbs up button live on Rumble. Subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review. Of course, the chat all reset, so not seeing a lot of... Let's see, all the ones that people dropped earlier, all the summer swoles are gone. So scrolling. Oh, no, we do have a winner. Congratulations on Rumble. We did land on one. Sir Bear PC.
Congratulations.
Sir Bear. Did Sir Bear win one recently? Congratulations, Sir Bear PC. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 2895 in the subject. Your mailing address in the bio of the email. Congratulations, Sir Bear. We'll take some soundboard requests and we are going to get into a throwback in just a moment. Don't know about it, go nowhere. Make sure you hit that thumbs up button. Subscribe to the Mancast. Make sure you share the show with your friends. Subscribe to the Mancast. We're here every single day helping you make sick fucking gains. Keep after it, Beaches. Hell yeah. I got you, Chris.
What the fuck is that?
Get that high. That gorilla has seen the city of Singe.
Oh, the sweet tainty man.
Oh.
Yeah, it's getting huge. I almost only have to turn. It's all like the quick twist, though. Like a baby's arm holding an apple. All right, fam. Crank up this hog. Throwback time. All right, let's... Holy... All right, fam. Remember, hit the subscribe button. Thumbs up. We got a throwback right now. And check out those Summer Swole specials over at SwoonArmorsX.com. Check out this throwback video.
Struggling with how fat your ass is. Struggling with how fat your ass is today. I have a special message for you.
Oh, it's a front ass. Oh, man. Talk about a gut reveal.
We are flying through space at 67,000 miles an hour.
Thanks, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
On a speck of dust with the only known source of life in the universe that we know of.
You know, the Earth is like, it would be 68,000 miles an hour if we didn't have to drag your fuck.
The fact that we get to exist is insane. And while I don't know the point of life, I'm pretty sure it's not to be the smallest version of yourself possible.
That's easy for you to say.
Jesus Christ. Oh, thank God it ended.
Thank you.
It has a screen name at the end. It says, I'm an adult. That's the at. And then you're going to post that. What the fuck? I'm an adult? No shit. You're the size of three of them.
God damn, that's a big bitch.
Jesus Christ. It's a lot deeper than required. A lot deeper than required. It's not that deep. I don't know. I just think it's a good idea to stick around. Take care of yourself. Not be a big chungus like that. All right, fam. Thanks for being here. Episode 2895 in the books. We'll see you tomorrow for 2896. Reminder that this Thursday we have our roundtable. Roundtable 66 at 6 p.m. Eastern time. So tomorrow's episode will be public. And we're slated to go live around 12 noon Eastern time again. So make sure when you check out the Rumble page, usually putting the time frame, will be around 12 noon for most days moving forward, unless otherwise denoted. So you can always make sure that you, you know, check out the stream and have it loaded up and ready to go, and keep an eye on your Swole text for the launch time. So thanks for being here. Thursday, Roundtable 66, April 11th, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Join us, SwoleNormousX.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace, McGee's. Deuce McGoose, your boy, Papa Swoleo. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad, it's like.
Then y'all found that young king with my crown at 10 racks in a fanny pack, couple hundred in a Louis bag.
That's a bed that you made.
That's a bed that you made.
That's a bed that you made.
That's a bed that you laid.
What kind of game is you playing?
What kind of game is you playing?
We go hard in the paint.
We go hard in the paint.
What the fuck is you saying?
What the fuck is you saying?
I only go where they pay.
I only go where they pay.
What kind of game is you playing?
What kind of game is you playing?
We go hard in the paint.
Yeah.
My shit is relevant, off topic, my melanin is popping. I'm taking skeletons out closets and making new deposits. I'm in my element, no hollies, your children popping.